Growing Strong in Your Faith by Mark Altrog, read by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is Romans 4, 18 through 21. In hope, he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations. As he had been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. In Romans 4, Paul tells us Abraham grew strong in his faith and urges us to walk in Abraham's footsteps, to believe like he believed. How do we do this? Look to God's promise, not your circumstances. In hope, he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, says verse 18. Abraham's situation looked bleak. God promised him multitudes of descendants, but the only problem was he was well past child producing. He considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old. He also considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. Not only was Abraham almost 100 years old, but his wife Sarah was very old, and she had never been able to have children her whole life. How were they going to have children? If Abraham had based his hope on his circumstances, he would have given up. But in hope, he believed against hope. God's promise gave him hope in his hopeless situation. He put his hope in God's promise, not his circumstances. We may feel hopelessly unrighteous. We may feel like God could never forgive us for the sins we have committed, that he would never accept us. But we must not look at ourselves, just like Abraham didn't look at himself. But like Abraham, we must believe God's promise of grace. He counts me righteous in Christ. Our teenager may seem hopelessly lost. Our finances may be out of control. We may lack direction for our lives. Our marriage might be frustrating, or our church might be a mess. Look to Jesus Christ. Don't look to yourself. Look to the promise of the gospel. Everyone who believes in him shall be saved. Look to his promises to draw near to those who draw near to him. Promises to hear and answer our prayers. Give glory to God. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Abraham strengthened his faith. Here's how. He grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Start thanking and praising him for his every promise. Thank him for saving you and declaring you righteous in him. He has promised to be with us when we pass through the waters and walk through fire. He has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He has promised that nothing will be able to separate us from his love. He has promised to give us everything we truly need to glorify him. He has promised that we can do all things he requires through Christ who loves us. Praise him for these things. We can look to our circumstances. It may not look like God is being faithful. It may not feel like God is with us in these waters. It may feel like he has abandoned or forsaken us. We may not sense his love, but we must not waver concerning the promise of God. Rather, we grow strong in our faith as we give glory to God, as we are fully convinced that God is able to do what he had promised. In Psalm 43, the psalmist says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him." Keep thanking God, keep praising him in faith in the midst of your hard times. Say, "Jesus, thank you that you are with me. Thank you that you have promised that your steadfast love never ceases. Praise you that your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Growing stronger in our faith is not complicated. Look to God's promise and glorify him. So what are you going to believe today? God's word or your circumstances? God's promises or your feelings? God's bedrock pledge of faithfulness or your wavering emotions? Walk in the footsteps of Abraham and strengthen your faith. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.